The Shifts in Our Lives, Part 2. Enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome to Pods and Portals. This is Natasha Jean Bart, aka Tash. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, because life happens to me and I get sidetracked, I spoke about the first shift, which happens at the age of 28 to 31 or 32. This first shift, as I said and mentioned, is full of fire. It restarts our engine. We explore, we face the unknown, we drop a lot of baggage. Normally we do. If we don't, well, the second shift is there to correct the path. And the path on the second shift is a lot tougher. We're older because that shift happens around 38 and 42. So 37, 38, 39, 40, for men, I've noticed from my research and my experience. And for women, it's 38, 39, 40, 41, 42. But mainly, it's between 40 and 42. Why? Because, you know, we take longer to change the course of our lives. We really think about more than necessary to readjust the path, and sometimes it takes us a little longer to make or to meet that shift. And so what's important to understand is that on the first shift, you have Saturn coming back into your transit, your chart. I'm talking about the planet. On the second shift, it's Uranus, and Uranus brings a different energy. With Uranus, you're gonna feel truly at the edge of the precipice. You're gonna be facing your own demons, as we say, or, you know, that's the dark night of the soul. It's a different one. I mean, the first one, if you're in touch with your emotion, you might be depressed, you might go through some kind of crisis, but you'll pull through. You'll make some better decision if you make the better decision. If not, you'll just add on to your burden and have to live it all over again on the second shift between 38 and 42. And at that moment, you're gonna really cut cords. And if you don't, well, your whole health is at risk. On the second shift, you realize what's important. You also realize that you're not getting any younger. And the job that you've been slaving at for the last 10 years or 20 years is not the one that you want anymore. The path that you've chosen, your passion, might need some tweaking, or might need, you know, you to steer it in a different way. Why? Because even if we chose passion over convention in our first shift, the passion suddenly will turn into a job. And you end up being 40 in a job that you're passionate about, or that you used to be passionate about, and then you realize this is not what you want, or that the people around you are not supportive, or they're limiting you, or there are so many twists. And like I said, all I'm saying is that could be a type, and we can generalize with when we talk about planets and astrology. And this is not no Western astrology, it's really deep astrology. So I really want you to focus on your life. If you're not there yet, then think about, you know, the upcoming 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, and see yourself, project yourself in the future, and know that it's coming and see the signs. If you're already in it, I'm sure you're feeling that shift. You're facing a big, big abyss right now. And you might decide to change your whole life. Or maybe not decide, but contemplating cutting the cord for a lot of things that you've created for yourself, even the path, the passions, and want to go hide. Uranus opposition, it's called opposition, is exactly how it sounds like. You're facing so many oppositions in life. It's like you're tested. Your passion is tested. You're not 30 years old anymore, free to just, you know, make these mistakes. You have a lot more writing. And you can make mistakes. They're important. It's important to learn to fail gracefully. But it's also important to know what's not healthy for you, what's not good for you, what triggers your emotion. Because emotionally, this is your new work. You need to even out your emotions. And especially during that time when we call that part the midlife crisis for many people, you have to really watch for the full moons and the transits of the full moon during those years, because we get absolutely triggered. We're not ruled by the full moon. We're not ruled by the planets. But it's like a car crash. Suddenly, a little bit of the black car leaves a spot on the white car, and vice versa. It's a little switch of energy, a little tainting of your soul. Everybody you meet leaves a little dent and a little color on your skin, on your mind, on your emotions, on your heart. And it's pretty hard to navigate unless you're aware of it. And awareness, consciousness, is very important. Awareness, because if you've looked at your future and you know you're coming upon that shift, you will be aware. If you're conscious in the moment and aware in the moment, then you don't really have to worry. You will let these planets act upon you, and you will kind of, you know, you're going to swim around it, you're going to go with the flow, you're going to know when you're triggered, and you're going to know when you're emotional, you're going to know how to, you know, be zen and not act on those high emotions, or, you know, anger, pain. You'll surrender, you'll bend once more, and if you don't do it, you'll have another chance to figure out yourself. But if you don't do it at that moment, the next shift won't be until you're 50, and at that point, it's very late to figure out what you want for your life. I mean, you still have time, but at 50, you need to go back into the world normally, with Chiron coming back into your transit. That's the next podcast that I'll speak about. But with this one and the full moon coming in the next 2 days, it's important for you to understand how to prevent negative energy from affecting you. Or sometimes really high, positive, exciting energy from taking you out of your center or disrupting your life. Because even if we're very happy, ecstatically happy, we don't see really what's going on. And it's dangerous because we're just not very aware. And so look at the full moon. See how you feel today. See if you feel resentful, or if you feel down, or if you feel you need to hide, or maybe you want to go and confront somebody, I will just say, wait. Breathe and wait and meditate. Because if you go out without really, really being zen and confront the situation, you might do something or say something that you'll regret. And of course, regret is never a good thing. We carry regret. We carry burden. We do this a whole lifetime. You can't do that a whole lifetime, because you just literally carry it as a burden. And by the time you're older, 50, and things fall apart because you haven't witnessed these shifts, it might give you depression. It might send you into illness. All sorts of illnesses are created by your mind, or by these wounds that you carry, that you hold, that you cover, that you hide from people, because you want to be normal, you want to be seen as together. But it's okay to fall apart. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to express your feelings. I want to apologize, because sometimes I'm thinking in French and the words don't come out properly. But at the same time, if my vocabulary is too hard to understand, you can always ask me questions. What do you mean by Uranus opposition? It's really not that deep, actually. You don't need any type of systems to figure out your life. But sometimes, most times, we do investigate. I'm an investigator. I like to search for the meaning of things and how deep they go and the source of all things. But you can do that being aware and being awakened to your life in the present by watching, by knowing that everything that happens to you when you wake up in the morning and you feel emotional, remember to tell yourself, well, it's just chemistry. It's the planets. It's the planets. It's my husband or my best friend or my kids reacting or getting triggered, and they're rubbing on me. A little bit of that paint is leaving a mark on me. It'll pass. It always does. And you have to remember that. So the second shift, the midlife crisis, you need to really, really take time to debunk that energy. So I will be with you the next time doing this podcast again. But this time it will be the third shift, Chiron return, which is very interesting. So people, please, you know, take care of yourself during that full moon transit. Know that you're safe. Meditate. I'll see you soon, or talk to you soon. Peace and love, unity, and lots of healing. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.